Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Karen Cortell Reisman, president and the founder of Speak for Yourself. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website, all the things she does, and all your ebooks. They're there too, aren't they, Karen? And
right,
your,
I have
and your C and
I
your CDs,
two,
right?
Exactly, I have streaming CDs and DVDs and two hardback or just real books and several ebooks. And I'll go on your show next time and talk about my latest ebook. But I was very interested in sharing this information today, and since we run into so many people this time of year with holiday parties, so I have one more do and don't. That can be helpful.
And folks, by the way, what we're talking about, if you just tuned in, Karen is talking to us about things to do and not to do. When you meet somebody who's had an illness, a serious illness, or even if there's been another life-changing event or whatever it may be, we all are searching for the right thing to say. And as Karen told us in the last segment, it might be to say nothing. So, Karen, you've got some other advice for us.
Yes, I do. And when I sent this list out to my database, it really resonated, this list of do's and don'ts, because every one of us gets into a situation, whether it's in your business life or in your personal life, and you become uncomfortable of what to do and say. So I'd like to say, do not ask, what can I do to help you? That sounds so easy to do that. How can I help you? But again, we do not want to be a burden to them. What we want to do is think about what you could do that you think that they would enjoy. And so do something that you would like someone to do for you. Now, do you think this could be helpful in our regular business lives?
Yeah.
Yes. Instead of asking some broad question when somebody walks into your small store, what can I help you? The better thing is do something you would, you know, how can we figure out what they need? So here's my list of things that you can do to help somebody. How about mailing them a card? It's appreciated and it's unobtrusive. How about meeting for a walk? If they're going through a health challenge, why not wash her car or make a meal or drive him to a doctor's appointment or bring lunch? Mm-hmm. Or take her to a manicure place, or make a donation in his honor. And do tell her, this is what we were talking about the last time, that she doesn't have to write you a thank you note.
Right.
These are just some very practical ideas. Rather than asking the person some broad question, how can I help
you? Do something.
Which is just harder on them, again, to think about what they want.
Yeah. Well, that's something that makes a lot of sense to me. Because whenever I'm around a situation like that, all I want to do is work. I just want to do something to help. I don't want to go sit around and look, you know, modeling and everything. I just want to get busy, take the garbage out, wash dishes or something. But, you know, there's a story that I heard one time, Karen, a wonderful story, about a family that was going to be moving. And they literally were in the middle of packing up their stuff to move to another city. And they found out a relative had died, a close relative, mm-hmm. like a mother or something had died. And so now they have to, you know, pack up in another way and travel to the funeral. Well, the neighbor that they'd known for a long time found out about it. He came over. He didn't say anything, but he said, bring me your shoes. They said, what do you mean? He said, bring me your shoes. And they brought him his shoes. He sat down on the kitchen floor and he shined all their shoes.
Wow, that's an exact example of what you can do. Another example is you're at the grocery store. I'm in the dairy aisle, what kind of milk do you like? I guess, you know, just go for the details and don't be so broad and generalized, which can be helpful to us as we communicate. These tips...
And can I stick another thing in here?
Of course.
I think you really have to be... This is an area where guys are a little different from ladies, I think. You talked about not saying anything. I think that's especially true for men. I've been around guys who were having a tough time, and guys don't have a hard time not saying anything to each other. You know, we could just be together and not say anything for hours at a time sometimes. And I've been with people when something like this would happen, and we might not talk for 2 hours, and then all of a sudden he would say, you know, the thing that really ticks me off, you know, just out of the blue for no reason, just starts. You never know when a man wants to talk.
And that's a great reminder to us that everybody handles situations differently. And not to make a broad stereotypic comment, but you're right. Gender specifically, this list might be more intuitive for a female than a male. But I do think that when I sent this out to my database, it resonated with both men and women.
Do you is there a place on your site where people can find that post?
Yes, absolutely. It is one of my e-zines that I send out, and they can go straight to it.
Speakforyourself.com is where you can find it. Karen Cortell Reisman, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon, and we're glad you're better.
I appreciate it. I hope that you use these guidelines. They worked for me.
Thank you, Karen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.